Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. The sublime conduct of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as using dye is concerned. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Mawhab rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he visited Sayyida Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she showed him strands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hair which were dyed. And then another narration mentions that Sayyida Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha showed them hair that was reddish in color. Ibn Burayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his father was asked if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied dye to his Mubarak hair, and he replied in the affirmative. A narration in Tabarani states that there were traces of henna at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's earlock or the temple. Sayyidina Abu Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that some of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak hair turned white. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dyed it with henna or katam. Katam is the name of a plant. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to dye his Mubarak hair, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mix hair oil and saffron in his hand and would then apply this to the beard. Note, Allama Nawawi rahimahumullah has also stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did use dye, but this was done a few times only. The hair was generally left in his normal state. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.